The Story of Pinocchio by Carlo Collodi. Told by Martin Jarvis. Once upon a time, there was a piece of wood. It was not a grand piece of wood. It was only a common log, like one of those that you burn in winter time in stoves and fireplaces, so as to make a cheerful blaze and to warm the rooms. One fine day, this piece of wood was lying in the shop of an old carpenter by the name of Master Antonio. Everybody, however, called him Master Cherry, because the tip of his nose was always red and shining, like a ripe cherry. No sooner had Master Cherry set eyes on the piece of wood than his face beamed with delight, and rubbing his hands together with satisfaction, he said softly to himself, "This wood has come at the right moment. It will just do to make the leg of a little table." Having said this, he immediately took a sharp axe with which to remove the bark and the rough surface. Just, however, as he was going to give the first stroke, he remained with his arm suspended in the air, for he heard a very small voice saying imploringly, "Don't strike me so hard." He turned his terrified eyes all round the room to try and discover where the little voice could possibly have come from, but he saw nobody. "Oh, I see how it is," he said, laughing and scratching his wig. "Evidently that little voice was all my imagination. Now, let's set to work again." And taking up the axe, he struck a tremendous blow on the piece of wood. "Oh, oh, you've hurt me!" cried the same little voice dolefully. This time Master Cherry was petrified. His eyes started out of his head with fear, his mouth opened, and his tongue hung out almost to the...